Welcome to People Power and Politics, hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
A very warm welcome to everyone. We are joined by Commissioner Manuel Castro, who is the Commissioner of the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs. Welcome, sir. Good to have you here with us, as always.
I'm happy to be back.
You're very welcome. So, as I mentioned before, you've been very busy and busy with the influx of immigrants. Can you provide us with an update on the situation?
Yeah, certainly. It's been busy for my office and a lot of different offices and parts of government. We've been working hard to welcome recently arrived immigrants who are coming here from the U.S.-Mexico border. Last year, around this time, the governor of Texas decided to start sending buses to New York City without any coordination. And so that's made it very difficult for us to understand exactly when the buses, when the migrants would arrive. And so it's been challenging, but we've been working through this over the last year. We've opened now over 120 new shelters. We lease hotels all throughout New York City, turn them into shelters practically overnight to be able to house, and provide services to asylum seekers. And as you know, that is not an easy task. Mm-hmm. It's actually quite a huge operation. So a lot of people are involved. And, you know, I want to, of course, thank all my colleagues in city government, especially the Department of Homeland Services, health and hospitals, and other agencies that have just done such amazing work in working with my office and under the leadership of Deputy Mayor Ann Williams Isom, and of course Mayor Eric Adams, to be able to take on this challenge.
So Governor Abbott, he has announced that he'll be busing more immigrants. Are you ready for that?
Yes, in fact, you know, we've been working on this over the last year, basically nonstop. So for us, this is just a continuation of what's been happening. We've averaged about 300 asylum seekers a day arriving to New York City. Many of them are coming to our shelter system. And again, we're having to figure out emergency shelter for them and other services. This time around, ahead of the lifting of Title 42, which is coming up May 11th, which is a policy that prevented certain immigrants from being allowed into the country because of COVID-19. That will be lifted May 11th. And so Governor Abbott is trying to use this as a political weapon, politicizing, using migrants as political pawns to send a message. Unfortunately, he's targeting New York City, L.A., Chicago, Denver, all cities led by African-American mayors. So, you know, that tells you the kind of political situation we're living through. Unfortunately, the federal government is allowing this to happen. Mayor Adams and myself have been calling on the federal government to do more to prevent Governor Abbott and others, from taking advantage of this situation. So, we'll work through it. We'll continue to reach out and work with, our federal and state partners. But I think, something more needs to happen. But in the meantime, again, my role is to support immigrants as they arrive, welcome them, especially children and families, because it's a very fearful time. I see it in people's faces and mm-hmm. children's faces, which is why I often go to Port Authority and welcome the families myself so that they at least feel a little bit of comfort that they're now safe. And, at the border, it's very scary. I myself crossed the border when I was 5 years old, and I remember how difficult that was. And I just want to make sure that migrants, as they're coming here, they know that, you know, despite all the politics, despite, you know, all the, you know, everything they've been through, you know, they're safe. And okay. We want to support them.
So you mentioned the federal government, and Mayor Eric Adams has urged the Biden administration to provide expedited emergency paths to work authorization for asylum seekers ahead of Title 49 lifting. Is this legally possible? Can you explain? And can New York State provide funding?
Well, yes, absolutely. It's possible. I know a local tabloid claimed that it was not possible. I think they need to consult with our fantastic immigration lawyers in the city who know that this is absolutely possible. I think the use of humanitarian parole needs to be expanded at the border so that people, once they're allowed into the country, are, you know, able to work and have access to work permits and not have to wait most often over a year for them to get their papers to be able to work legally in the United States. As you know, if a migrant arrives here without work papers, they have to depend on the informal economy. And that can be dangerous and exploitative. And so we want to avoid that from happening to our communities. But again, the federal government has the power to, and it's specifically the Biden administration, this is something that he and the administration can do by executive power. We don't need Congress to, of course, we would want Congress to act and actually do something on this issue, but as you know, that's often wishful thinking. We mm-hmm. believe that not only humanitarian parole is a tool that should be used, but also redesignating TPS for Venezuelans so that the cutoff date is moved to a more recent date, and those who are already here from Venezuela and other countries, you know, from Central America, West Africa, and so on, could access TPS, temporary protective status. And, you know, this is what TPS was meant for, you know, for crises like this, and so that they can actually be able to access work permits and other benefits in a more expedited way. You know, claiming asylum, the whole process is quite difficult, mm-hmm. as our legal providers know. And so TPS is a way to help, frankly, the many tens of thousands of people that need legal services and then need the support right away.
Okay, so we mentioned earlier that Title 42 is going to be uplifted and there's going to be a transition to Title 8. How prepared is New York State and New York City for that transition?
Well, you know, we're working as hard as we can to be as prepared as possible. But the reality is that, I mean, there's only so much hotel space. We've leased over 120 hotels throughout New York City. You know, we're lucky to have that kind of infrastructure. Most cities don't. But we're running out of space, of course. This is incredibly expensive. You know, Mayor Adams has said this himself. Money doesn't grow in trees. You know, we're trying to find as much resources as possible to be able to continue to do this work. And, of course, the last thing we want is for people, for families to be out in the street, you know, like you see in other parts of the country. Right now, for instance, certain parts of Texas, you see people quite literally sleeping in the street. We don't want to see this in New York. So we're trying our best to prepare for what might come. But again, this is why we've been asking the state and the federal government to support with resources and with action. So far, unfortunately, we've only received $8 million from the federal government to assist us with this. We've spent near $1 billion on this already. So we're working through these challenges. And again, it's for us, this is a humanitarian crisis, and this is no way for the federal government to manage a humanitarian crisis.
Okay.
You know, we've done our part, and now we're looking for others to support as well.
To step up. Okay, so immigrants, as we all know, have been the backbone of our labor force for centuries, from farm workers to street vendors, nannies, delivery workers, professionals elected officials to small business owners. And recently we celebrated May Day. What is your message to all immigrants?
Absolutely. Before becoming commissioner, as you know, I used to lead a nonprofit organization, an immigrant rights organization. Mm-hmm. So May Day is a very special day for us. I would always participate, on special events, marches, and so on with immigrant workers, who again, you know, are such a significant part of our economy and often are not acknowledged. Just in the construction industry, they represent over half of the workforce and are often in the most dangerous circumstances. But it is because of immigrant workers that, frankly, we have the infrastructure we have in New York City. Otherwise, I think most of our infrastructure would be falling apart. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the city and our society really depends on each other, on the labor force of our communities, and we want to celebrate that, but also remind people that safety is first. I was just at St. Patrick's Cathedral this Sunday celebrating Mass in honor of workers who had died at the workplace. And that's very difficult. I do this most years, and now as commissioner, I want to play a significant role in reminding people that, you know, safety is first. I know that immigrants in particular get placed in unsafe working conditions and are often forced to do so because of their immigration status. Otherwise, they're often threatened and they don't want to lose their jobs, you know, and they want to do everything possible to keep their jobs. And unfortunately, many have gotten injured or even died as a result. So I want to work with my colleagues at the Department of Buildings, the Department of Consumer Affairs and Worker Protection, to make sure that everyone knows that safety comes first. And if you've been a victim of workplace violence, please reach out to the city so that we can support.
Okay, and talking about reaching out, how can one contact the Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs?
Absolutely. We have a hotline called Ask MOIA. MOIA stands for Mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs. The phone number is 212-788-7654. You can also email us at askmoia@cityhall.nyc.gov. But most definitely call us if you have questions about your workplace rights, about worker safety issues. If, you yourself arrived to the country and are wondering, what rights you're entitled to. In the United States, you're entitled to rights regardless of your immigration status. Mm-hmm. So please call us, and we're here ready to support.
All right. Thank you so much, Commissioner. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me back.
You're very welcome.
People power and politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power and politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.